Put simply, civil military coordinations help to ensure the coherence of relief efforts to avoid duplications of military and humanitarian activities. It is really about communications, mutual understanding, and establishing better ways of working together between the military and civilian actors involved in humanitarian assistance.
Can you tell me what sort of assistance militaries would provide that wouldn't be provided by humanitarian organizations?
Militaries are typically on a 24/7 footing and have the capacity to rapidly mobilize and send our forces and assets to assist. This can range from transport aircraft to helicopters to fuel hospitals, etc. However, military assets are expensive to mobilize and typically are deployed only for a very limited period during the immediate relief phase.
And what are the specific challenges of a military working in a civil situation?
One of the observations that we had from the Singapore Global Forum that was held recently was that there are often lock jams at the point of entry, the airports and seaports where foreign military assistance all come in at the same time. This is where I think my organization, the Changi Regional HADR Coordination Center in Singapore, is trying to help. By providing a comprehensive situational awareness and helping affected states' military coordinate the foreign military assistance coming in, we hope to minimize the duplications and gaps in assistance, as well as the lock jams at the point of entry.
Can you give me an example of the way that the military in Singapore has helped in a particular disaster or humanitarian crisis?
Singapore Armed Forces over the years have been involved in quite a number of multinational as well as bilateral humanitarian assistance operations. 2004 tsunami, Indonesia, as well as the recent Kelantan flooding in Malaysia.
What were the main recommendations which came out of this global forum?
There's now a better understanding of the complexity and challenges in civil military coordinations. The network and friendship established during the forums will be useful, and go a long way to help us to work more closely on the ground in future. In terms of recommendations, there were many recommendations. One of the key recommendations was to establish more regional consultative groups, or they call it RCG, on humanitarian civil military coordinations, to advance the civil military coordination agenda. Another recommendation was to ensure that military assistance is better coordinated and phased. This is with reference to the logjam that I mentioned earlier at the airports and seaports, where foreign military assistance all come in at the same time. The forum also recommended that more can be done to engage the media and the private sector, both of whom are humanitarian stakeholders and have critical roles to play in humanitarian operations.